This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I read from Norbert Dostal's story of his family's history, written for his descendants and published as a book in 1986. There's a copy at the Roseau County Museum if you'd like to read more of the stories. Last week I read about the night his daughter Virginia was born. It was a very cold night and became complicated when Dr. J.L. Delmar Sr. got his car stuck on his way to their farm in rural Badger to attend the birth. All turned out okay in the end, though. That was 1938. Norbert told more about that year of 1938. The weather wasn't a great worry about the winter, as it had been mild before Virginia was born. It had its ups and downs. It stayed cold until February 3rd and then turned again to be very nice on the average, except that we had a snowstorm in mid-February, and it was a problem to get a road out of the woods. I guess that no matter where one went, there wasn't a road to be seen. We just let the horses find the way across the field, if they'd gone that way before. There wasn't a time that an old horse couldn't find his way down a previously traveled road. It always seemed uncanny to me. We never questioned their instinct as long as they went in the general direction of the previous track, left by former loads of hay or wood. These roads were used very much after they were broken by the first loads. With the snowstorm over, we had to start with a half load for a couple of trips. There was a lot of hauling to do during that winter. Hay as usual, dry wood as usual, the manure as usual. These were part of farming day by day. There was one kind of hauling that got to be regarded as just as necessary as chores. It was wood hauling all the way to town. I didn't mention other chores, chopping wood, cleaning the barn, or the work of shoveling out the spot where the haystack stood, not to mention the times we upset a load and had to reload. It really wasn't a long winter, and I guess there was plenty of snow, so the ground wasn't frozen very deep. I guess there was another cold spell just before the thaw in March. It must have thawed as John Pulowski tried to come across the field northeast of the house. That field didn't carry the pickup of Borgen's with the engine and a cream separator. We had to give him a pull with horses. I had bought another necessity. I had 8 cows, and pumping water for them and the horses was a job one just had to do, good or bad weather. I made up my mind that there was a limit to trying to get an old engine to start. I was fed up with using my arms to chop, pitch, and pump. That engine had to do a lot of hard work, much harder than pumping water. My engine on the light plant started to give trouble about a year after I bought the outfit. I would get repairs, but soon I had to use the dynamo with which Pa had started his lighting plant system. That dynamo was a full load for the 1.5 horsepower engine. I think it took the whole 2.5 that it could put out. I wasn't out that much, so we went along at times for 3 days with kerosene lights. Pa had a wind plant since the fall before, and I had my eyes on such a solution. I had to wait to see how the crops turned out. The spring was early, but we had to wait till April 20th to start with the rock moving, and of course, roots were still around too. I guess we thought there was plenty of time for seeding, as I decided to get every large rock out of the field along the east road. It took about 2 weeks with Ted, Pa, and Alfred Praska helping. I found one that I recall on which I used dynamite to crack it up. I suppose more than one. Anyway, that one left a hole so large that I wondered how I would ever fill it. I recall that I even buried some dead sheep in it. I also dumped manure in it. In fact, I was thinking for some time that the stone was easier to farm around than the hole. Talking about sheep, lambing was a big job, especially when it came during seeding time. Now I had a lot of them, about 50 with Ollie's. It was rather rough during a snowstorm in May. Some drifts got to be 2 feet deep after sifting through the drill in the field. It was soft snow, and it wasn't long, and we were back in the bending and lifting business. As I recall, after 2 weeks, I finished seeding the oats. During the start of spring work, there was a land sale in Roseau. Now, it was very necessary for me to look into such a thing when land close to the house was to be sold. So I bid the minimum, which started at $5 an acre. This was on an area that I once considered as a unit, southeast of 27. I got the southeast of that southeast. No one else bid, so I had a small down payment to make, and 40 acres were mine on payments. I couldn't afford to let that get away. How we managed that long without a phone, I don't know, but Virginia's birth on the coldest night of the winter triggered the resolution that there wasn't any way out. We did that job in a hurry after seeding, right after a big rain. I had the choice of a code, so I chose a very simple one, just a bit shorter than Pa's. His was two long and one short ring. I just left out the one long. One long and one short was our signal. This was no relation to Morse code. Next week I'll read another of Mr. Dostal's stories. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.